Chapter 7. Safe Driving Tips. Driving requires skills that can only be gained through practice and experience. The following section offers some driving tips that you can practice, helping you become a safer and more skillful driver. Visual search. You must know what is happening around the vehicle. You must look ahead, to the sides, and behind the vehicle. You should develop a searching pattern that you can use every time when driving. Searching helps to see situations that could cause a problem and gives you time to change speed or roadway position. Avoid staring and keep your eyes moving and searching for possible problems. Look ahead. Looking well down the planned path of travel will help you see the road, other road users, traffic conditions, and gives you time to adjust and plan your driving movements. This additional time will allow you to make better decisions and possibly avoid being forced to use emergency braking and steering. Ideally, you should try to look at what is occurring 20 to 30 seconds in front of the car. How far you look down the road depends on where you are driving. In cities and urban areas, you may not be able to see as far as when driving on a highway. Avoid getting into situations that could limit how far you can see, such as following too close to a larger vehicle. Adjust your speed and road position so you can see. By looking well ahead, you can save on fuel. Every time you must stop quickly, it takes time and fuel to get the vehicle back up to speed. Drivers who look ahead can slow down gradually or change lanes and avoid unnecessary braking that leads to lower miles per gallon. Traffic would flow more smoothly if everyone looked well ahead. Making driving changes before the last moment gives drivers behind you more time to react. The earlier you act, the less often someone behind you must react quickly to your vehicle. By seeing needed driving changes early, you can drive more safely, and that helps drivers behind you drive more safely too. It also keeps traffic moving at a steady pace. Look to the sides. As other vehicles or pedestrians cross or enter your path, you should look to the sides to make sure that no one is coming. This is especially true at intersections and railroad crossings. Intersections are any place where traffic merges or crosses. They include side streets, driveways, shopping centers, or parking lot entrances. Before entering an intersection, look to both the left and right for approaching vehicles and/or crossing pedestrians. If stopped, look to both the left and right just before you start moving. Look across the intersection before you start to move to make sure the path is clear all the way through the intersection and that you will not block it if you must stop. Before turning left across oncoming traffic, look for a safe gap in the traffic. Look to the street you are turning onto to make sure that no vehicles or pedestrians are in the path, leaving you stranded in the path of oncoming traffic. Look one more time in the direction of oncoming traffic before turning. Before turning right, make sure that there is no traffic approaching from the left and no oncoming traffic turning left into your path. Do not begin the turn without checking for pedestrians crossing where you will be turning. You may turn right on red unless prohibited. Do not rely on traffic signals or signs to tell you that no one will be crossing in front of you. Some drivers do not obey traffic signals or signs. At an intersection, look left and right, even if other traffic has a red light or a stop sign. This is especially important just after the light has turned green. This is when people on the cross street are most likely to hurry through the intersection before the light changes to red. Others who may not stop are individuals who have been drinking or other reckless drivers. Make sure you can clearly see crossing traffic before entering an intersection. If you were stopped and your view of a cross street is blocked, edge forward slowly until you can see. By moving forward slowly, crossing drivers can see the front of your vehicle before you can see them. This gives them a chance to slow down and warn you if needed. Look to the rear. You need to be aware of traffic behind the vehicle. Use the mirrors to check this traffic. It is very important to check traffic behind you when changing lanes, slowing down, stopping, or entering an intersection. Besides watching traffic ahead of you, you must also check traffic behind you. You will need to check more often when traffic is heavy. This is the only way to know if someone is following to you closely or coming up too fast. Checking traffic behind you will give you time to do something about it. It is very important to look for vehicles behind you when you change lanes, slow down, back up or driving down a long or steep hill. When changing lanes. When changing lanes, you must check that there are no vehicles in the lane you want to enter. This means you must check for traffic to the side and behind your vehicle before you change lanes. Changing lanes includes changing from one lane to another, merging onto a roadway from an entrance ramp and entering the roadway from the curb or shoulder. When changing lanes, look in the rear view and side mirrors. Make sure there are no vehicles in the lane you want to enter. Also make sure that nobody is about to pass you. Look over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move. Be sure no one is near the rear corners of the vehicle. These areas are called blind spots because you cannot see them through the mirrors. You must physically turn your head and look to see vehicles in your blind spots. All drivers must signal when turning or changing lanes at least 100 feet from an intersection. Signaling at least 4 to 5 seconds before you wish to turn is better at higher speeds. The signal must be given with an electric signal light or the left arm and hand. Check quickly. Do not take your eyes off the road ahead for more than an instant. Traffic ahead could stop suddenly while you are checking traffic to the sides, rear, or over your shoulder. Also, use the mirrors to check traffic while you are preparing to change lanes, merge, or pull onto the roadway. This way you can keep an eye on vehicles ahead of you at the same time. Check over your shoulder just before you change lanes for traffic in your blind spot. Look several times if needed to so you're not looking for too long of a period at any one time. You must keep track of what traffic is doing in front of you and in the lane you are entering. Check for other road users. Remember that there are other road users such as motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians that are harder to see than cars and trucks. Be especially alert when entering the roadway from the curb or driveway. When you slow down. When you slow down, you must check behind the vehicle. This is very important when you slow down quickly or at points where a following driver would not expect you to slow down, such as private driveways or parking spaces. When you back up. It is hard to see behind the vehicle. Try to do as little backing as possible. In a shopping center, try to find a parking space you can drive through, so you can drive forward when you leave. Where backing is necessary, here are some hints that will help you back the vehicle safely. Check behind the vehicle before you get in. Children or small objects cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Place your right arm on the back of the passenger seat and turn around so that you can look directly through the rear window. Do not depend on the rear view or side mirrors. Back slowly. The vehicle is much harder to steer while you are backing. Whenever possible, use a person outside the vehicle to help you back up. Going downhill. When going down a long or steep hill, check the mirrors. Vehicles often build up speed going down a steep grade. Be alert for large trucks and buses that may be going too fast. Watch for deer. The number and severity of collisions between motor vehicles and deer continues to increase. In fact, deer are the second most commonly struck object in South Dakota, with intersection crashes topping the list and lane departures coming in third. However, there are some things you can do to reduce the risk of hitting a deer. Be especially alert for deer in October and November, the months with the highest number of car-deer crashes. Deer are most active in the dusk and dawn hours, so be especially alert while driving during these times. Scan the sides of the road to watch for the reflection of the vehicle headlights in the eyes of deer. If you see such a reflection on the side of the road, slow down. Blow the horn and be ready to stop. Always watch for more than one deer. While deer crossings typically occur in rural settings, deer sometimes wander into towns or even cities. Deer may cross anywhere and at any time. Speed management. Driving safely means adjusting the vehicle speed for roadway and traffic conditions, providing an adequate following interval, and obeying the appropriate speed limits. Adjusting to roadway conditions. Curves. Always reduce speed before entering the curve to a safe speed, a speed that allows you to apply slight and constant acceleration through the curve. Reduce speed more when traction is poor, when following other vehicles, and when you cannot see the end of the curve. Hard braking after entry to a curve could cause the vehicle tires to lose traction. slippery roads. Reduce speed at the first sign of rain, snow, sleet, or ice. When the roadway is slippery, the tires do not grip as well. It will take longer to stop, and it will be harder to turn without skidding. Always reduce your speed if the road is wet or covered with snow and/or ice. Hydroplaning. Hydroplaning occurs when the steering tires start to ride up on any pooled water, like the action of water skis. The best way to avoid traction loss from hydroplaning is to slow down in the rain or when the road is wet with pooled water or water puddles. Flooded roadways. Do not drive through large bodies of standing water on a road. If you see a flooded roadway, find another route to get to your destination. Stopping distance. Total stopping distance is the distance the vehicle travels, in ideal conditions, from the time you realize you must stop until the vehicle stops. Several things may affect stopping distance. Speed. The faster you are traveling, the more time and distance is needed to stop. Your perception time. This is the time and distance it takes you to recognize you must stop. The average perception time for an alert driver is 3/4 second to 1 second. Your reaction time. This is the time and distance it takes for you to react and move your foot from the gas pedal and begin applying the brakes. The average driver has a reaction time of 3/4 second to 1 second. Braking distance. This is the time and distance it takes for the brakes to slow and stop the vehicle. At 50 miles per hour on dry pavement with good brakes, it can take about 158 feet. Cushion of space, space management. Providing an adequate following distance. You will share the road with a variety of other roadway users. You will need time and space to adjust and react to these other road users. The more space you allow between your vehicle and other roadway users, the more time you must react. This space is usually referred to as a space cushion. Always try to maintain a safe space cushion around the vehicle. Space in front. Following the vehicle in front of you closely limits your vision of the road and does not allow enough time to react to avoid a crash. Always try to keep a minimum following distance of 4 seconds between your car and the vehicle in front. To determine the following distance, watch when the rear of the vehicle ahead passes a sign, pole, or any other stationary point. Count the seconds it takes to reach the same sign, pole, or any other stationary point. 1001. 1002, 1003, 1004. You are following too closely if you pass the stationary point before counting to 1004. Reduce speed and then count again at another stationary point to check the new following interval. Repeat until you are following no closer than 4 seconds. After practicing, guess how many seconds away you are from an object and then count the seconds it takes to reach the object to see how accurate you are. There are certain situations when you would need more space in front of the vehicle. Increase following distance. On slippery roads. Because you need more distance to stop the vehicle on slippery roads, you must leave more space in front of you. If the vehicle ahead suddenly stops, you will need the extra distance to stop safely. When the driver behind wants to pass, slow down to allow room in front of the vehicle. Slowing will also allow the pass to be completed sooner. When following motorcycles or bicyclists. If the cycle should fall, you need extra distance to avoid hitting the rider. The chances of a fall are greatest on wet toads, icy roads, gravel roads, metal surfaces such as bridges, gratings, or railroad tracks. When following drivers who cannot see you. The drivers of trucks, buses, vans or vehicles pulling campers or trailers may not be able to see you when directly behind them. This blind spot to the rear of large trucks can extend for 200 feet. They could stop suddenly without knowing you are there. Large vehicles also block the view of the road ahead. Falling back allows more room to see ahead. When hauling a heavy load or pulling a trailer, the extra weight increases the stopping distance. When it is hard to see because of darkness or bad weather, you need to increase the following distance so you can see ahead or have time to stop if it's necessary. When being followed closely, allow extra room so you will be able to stop without being hit from behind. When following emergency vehicles, police vehicles, ambulances, and fire trucks need more room to operate. When approaching railroad crossings, Leave extra room for vehicles required to come to a stop at railroad crossings, including transit buses, school buses, or vehicles carrying hazardous materials, gasoline tankers, etc. When stopped on a hill or incline, leave extra space because the vehicle ahead may roll back when it starts moving. Space to the side. A space cushion on the sides of the vehicle allows movement to the right or left. Avoid driving next to other vehicles for long periods of time. You may be in their blind spot, and it reduces the space you may need to avoid a crash. Avoid crowding the center line marking. Try to keep as much space as possible between you and oncoming traffic. Make space for vehicles entering a multi-lane or limited access roadway by moving over a lane or adjusting your speed. Give extra space to bicyclists and pedestrians, especially children. They can move into your path quickly and without warning. Do not drive alongside a pedestrian or bicyclist. Wait until it is safe to pass in the adjoining lane. When a passing vehicle is a tractor trailer or a large vehicle, leave a little more space by moving to the outside portion of the lane space away from the tractor trailer as it passes. Avoid driving next to other vehicles on multi-lane roads. Someone may crowd the lane or try to change lanes and pull into you. Move ahead or drop back of the other vehicle. Keep extra space between the vehicle and parked cars. Someone could step out from a parked vehicle, from between vehicles, or a parked vehicle could pull out. Split the difference. Split the difference between two hazards. For example, steer a middle course between oncoming and parked vehicles. However, if one is more dangerous than the other, leave a little more space on the dangerous side. In this example, if the oncoming vehicle is a large vehicle, leave a little more room on the side that the truck will pass. When possible, take potential hazards one at a time. For example, if overtaking a bicycle and an oncoming vehicle is approaching, slow down and let the vehicle pass first so that you can give extra room to the bicycle. Space behind. It is not always easy to maintain a safe distance behind the vehicle. However, you can help a driver behind maintain a safe distance by keeping a steady speed and signaling in advance when you must slow down or turn. Try to find a safe place out of traffic if you need to stop to pick up or let off passengers. If wanting to parallel park and there is traffic coming from behind, put on the turn signal, pull next to the space, and allow vehicles behind to pass before parking. If driving more slowly than other traffic on a multi-lane road, drive in the rightmost travel lane. When you must drive so slowly that you slow down other vehicles, pull to the side of the road when safe to do so and let them pass. There are turnout areas on some two-lane roads you can use. Other two-lane roads sometimes have passing lanes. Every now and then you may find yourself being followed too closely or being tailgated by another driver. If you are being followed too closely and there is a right lane, move over to the right. If there is no right lane, wait until the road ahead is clear and passing is legal, then slowly reduce speed. This will encourage the tailgater to pass. Never slow down quickly to discourage a tailgater. All that does is increase the risk of being hit from behind. The increased risk of being hit from behind is especially true if being followed by a large truck or bus, neither of which can stop as quickly as a car. Give large vehicles extra room to move. Space to pass. Whenever signs or road markings permit passing, judge whether you have enough room to safely pass or not. Do not count on having enough time to pass several vehicles at once. Be safe. As a rule, pass only one vehicle at a time and pass on the left side. Do not linger in the passing lane. Get around the vehicles as quickly as possible and move safely back into your lane. Oncoming vehicles at a speed of 55 miles per hour, you need about 10 seconds to pass. That means you need a 10-second gap in oncoming traffic and sight distance to pass. You must judge whether you will have enough space to pass safely. At 55 miles per hour, you will travel over 800 feet in 10 seconds. So will an oncoming vehicle. That means you need over 1,600 feet or about one-third of a mile to pass safely. It is hard to judge the speed of oncoming vehicles at this distance. They do not seem to be coming as fast as they really are. A vehicle that is far away generally appears to be standing still. In fact, If you can see that it is coming closer, it may be too close for you to pass. If unsure, wait to pass until you are sure that there is enough space. Hills and curves, you must be able to see at least one-third of a mile or about 10 seconds ahead. Anytime the view is blocked by a curve or a hill, assume that there is an oncoming vehicle just out of sight. Therefore, treat a curve or a hill as you would an oncoming vehicle. This means you should not start to pass if you are within one-third of a mile of a hill or curve. Intersections, it is dangerous and unlawful to pass where a vehicle is likely to enter or cross the road. Such places include intersections, railroad crossings, and shopping center entrances. While passing, your view of people, vehicles, or trains can be blocked by the vehicle you are passing. Also, drivers turning right into the approaching lane will not expect to find you approaching in their lane. They may not even look your way before turning. Passing large trucks, a typical car is 15 feet long. A multiple trailer truck can be 75 feet long or longer. It can take much longer to pass a truck than it would have to pass a car. Therefore, you must have a clear road ahead before you can safely pass. Lane restrictions before passing. Look ahead for road conditions and traffic that may cause other vehicles to move into your lane. You might lose space for passing because of people or bicyclists near the road, a narrow bridge or other situation that causes reduced lane width, patch of ice, pothole, or something on the road. Space to return. Do not pass unless you have enough space to return to the driving lane. Do not count on other drivers to make room for you. Railroad grade crossing. Do not pass if there is a railroad grade crossing ahead. Before you return to the driving lane, be sure to leave enough room between yourself and the vehicle you have passed. When you can see both headlights of the vehicle you have just passed in your rearview mirror, it is safe to return to the driving lane. Space for dangerous situations. There are certain drivers and other road users you should give extra room to. Some are listed here. Those who cannot see you. Anyone who cannot see you may enter your path without knowing you are there. Those who could have trouble seeing you include drivers at intersections or driveways whose view is blocked by buildings, trees, or other vehicles. Drivers backing into the roadway or backing into, pulling out of parking spaces. Drivers whose windows are covered with snow, ice, or are steamed up. Pedestrians with umbrellas in front of their faces or with their hats pulled down. Pedestrians with white canes and/or dog guides. People who are distracted even when others can see you. Allow extra room or be extra cautious if you think they may be distracted. People who may be distracted include delivery persons, construction workers, children, drivers who are not paying attention to their driving, people who may be confused. People who are confused may cause an unsafe situation. People who may be confused include persons driving cars with out-of-state plates, especially at complicated intersection. Tourists. Drivers who slow down for what seems like no reason. Drivers looking for street signs or house numbers. Pedestrians who have been drinking. Large vehicles and wide loads. Large trucks and buses cannot accelerate, stop, or change direction as quickly as smaller vehicles. Give large vehicles extra room to move on the road, including in roundabouts where they are making turns or going through the roundabout. Sometimes extra wide loads are transported on highways. Give vehicles transporting wide loads as much room as possible. Drivers in trouble. If another driver makes a mistake, do not make it worse. An example would be drivers who pass when they do not have enough room. Slow down and let them return to the driving lane safely. If another driver needs to suddenly change lanes, slow down and let them merge. These gestures will keep traffic moving smoothly and safely. Separate risks. Another defensive driving technique is to separate risks. Take risks one at a time whenever possible. For example, suppose that you see some joggers running on the edge of the road and an oncoming truck. You predict that you, the oncoming vehicle, and the joggers will all meet at about the same time. To separate risks, decide to speed up or slow down in order to pass the joggers before or after the truck. Finally, Perform your decision and pass the truck and the joggers one at a time. You controlled the space to the sides by separating the risks. This gives space to move in case of an emergency. Compromise space. The final defensive driving technique is compromise. When you cannot separate risks and must deal with two or more at the same time, compromise by giving the most room to the worst danger. For example, suppose you are on a two-lane street and there are oncoming cars to the left and a child riding a bike to the right. Since the child is more likely to move suddenly than the oncoming cars, the child is the greater danger and you need a larger space cushion to the right. Move closer to the center line and the oncoming cars to create a bigger space cushion to the right. Although if traffic permits, the safest action would be to pass the bicyclist after the oncoming car passes the bicyclist. Communicating. It is important to let other roadway users know where you are and what you plan to do. Letting others know you are there. It is your responsibility to make sure the vehicle is visible to other roadway users. Use headlights. Besides helping to see at night, headlights help other people see you at any time. Remember to turn on the headlights whenever you have trouble seeing others. If you have trouble seeing them, they will have trouble seeing you. On rainy, snowy, or foggy days, it is sometimes hard for other drivers to see other vehicles. In these conditions, headlights make vehicles easier to see. A good rule to follow is if you turn on the wipers, turn on the headlights. Turn on the headlights when it begins to get dark. Even if you turn them on a little early, it will help other drivers to see you. Whenever it's necessary to drive with the lights on, use the headlights. Parking lights are for parked vehicles only. When driving away from a rising or setting sun, turn on the headlights. Drivers coming toward you may have trouble seeing the vehicle because of the glare. The headlights will help them to see you. It is much harder to see at night. Here are some things to do that will help you see better. Use high beams whenever there are no oncoming vehicles. High beams let you see twice as far as low beams. It is important to use high beams on unfamiliar roads, in construction areas, or where there may be people along the side of the road. Dim the high beams whenever you come within 500 feet, about a one block distance, of an oncoming vehicle. Use the low beams when you are closer than 500 feet behind another vehicle or when in heavy traffic. Use the low beams in fog, when it is snowing, or when it is raining hard. Light from high beams will reflect, causing glare and making it more difficult to see ahead. Some vehicles have fog lights that should also be used under these conditions. Do not drive at any time with only the parking lights on. Parking lights are for parking only. If a driver approaching fails to dim their headlights, flash the high beams to let them know. If they still don't dim the lights, look toward the right side of the road. This will keep you from being blinded by the other vehicle's headlights and will allow you to see enough of the edge of the road to stay on course until the other vehicle has passed. Daytime running lights. Some newer vehicles have headlights that are on anytime the vehicle is running. They are called daytime running lights. These lights make it easier for others to see the vehicle, even in daylight. It helps to reduce the chance of a crash. However, daytime running lights are not meant to replace the use of headlights for night driving or when it is foggy, raining, or snowing. If the vehicle does not have daytime running lights, you can get the same effect by manually turning the headlights on. Just remember to turn them off when turning the engine off. Using the horn, people cannot see you unless they are looking your way. The horn can get their attention. Use it whenever it will help prevent a crash. If there is no immediate danger, a light tap on the horn should be all that's needed. Give the horn a light tap. When a person on foot or on a bicycle appears to be moving into your lane of travel. However, pedestrians and bicyclists crossing at an intersection have the right of way. Do not use the horn in these instances but do yield the right of way. When passing a driver who starts to turn into your lane. When a driver is not paying attention or may have trouble seeing you. When coming to a place where you cannot see what is ahead, a steep hill, a sharp curve, or exiting a narrow alley. If there is danger, do not be afraid to sound a sharp blast on the horn. Give the horn a sharp blast. When another vehicle is in danger of hitting you. When you have lost control of the vehicle and are moving toward someone. Not using the horn. You should only use the horn when you need to communicate with other road users. Using the horn inappropriately could scare or anger another road user. Do not use the horn in the following circumstances. Encouraging someone to drive faster or get out of the way. Informing other drivers of an error. Greeting a friend. Around blind pedestrians. Around animal-drawn vehicles or animals being herded on the roadway. Use emergency signals. If the vehicle breaks down on a highway, make sure other drivers can see it. All too often, crashes occur because a driver did not see a stalled vehicle until it was too late to stop. Try to warn other road users that your vehicle is there. Place emergency flares or triangles behind it. This allows other drivers to change lanes if necessary. If available, use a cell phone to notify authorities that the vehicle or some else's vehicle has broken down. If having vehicle trouble and you must stop, get the vehicle off the road and away from traffic if possible.
Turn on the four-way emergency flashers to show you are having trouble. Try to stop where other drivers have a clear view of the vehicle if you cannot get completely off the road. Do not stop just over a hill or just around a curve. Stand off the road where you are safe from traffic. Use emergency flares or other warning devices if you have them. Never stand in the roadway. Do not try to change a tire if it means you will be in a traffic lane. Raise the hood or tie a white cloth to the antenna, side mirror, or door handle to signal an emergency. Stay out of blind spots. Drive the vehicle where others can see you. Do not drive in another vehicle's blind spot. Try to avoid driving in the area on either side of and slightly to the rear of another vehicle where you will be in their blind spot. Either speed up or drop back so the other driver can see your vehicle more easily. When passing another vehicle, get through the other driver's blind spot as quickly as possible. The longer you stay in a blind spot, the longer you are in danger because they may not see you. Never stay alongside or right behind a large vehicle such as a truck or bus. Many drivers think truck drivers can see the road better because they sit twice as high as the driver of a car. While truckers can see ahead better, and trucks have bigger mirrors, they have very serious blind spots. A car can disappear from their view while it is up to 20 feet in front of the cab, on either side of the truck, especially alongside the cab, and up to 200 feet behind. These areas are all part of what is called the no zone. Drivers who travel in the no zone restrict a trucker's ability to act to avoid a dangerous situation, and the possibility of a crash is increased. A good rule of thumb for drivers sharing the road with a truck or bus is, if you can't see the truck or bus driver in their side mirror, they can't see you. Signaling movements. Generally, other drivers expect you to keep doing what you are doing. You must warn them when you are going to change direction or slow down. This will give them time to react, if needed, or at least to not be surprised by what you do. Signal before changing direction. Signaling gives other drivers time to react to your moves. You should use turn signals before you change lanes, turn right or left, merge into traffic, or park. Get into the habit of signaling every time you change direction. This includes signaling before beginning to pass another vehicle, and before completing the pass. Signal even when you do not see anyone else around. It is easy to miss someone who needs to know what you are doing. Signal 100 feet before the intended turn. Be careful that you do not signal too early though. If there are streets, driveways, or entrances between you and where you want to turn, wait until you have passed them to signal. If another vehicle is about to enter the street between you and where you plan to turn, wait until you have passed it to signal your turn. If you signal earlier, the other driver may think you plan to turn where they are, and they could pull into your path. After you have made a turn or lane change, make sure the turn signal shuts off. If you don't, others might think you plan to turn again. Signal when reducing speeds. Brake lights let people know that you are slowing down. Always slow down as early as it is safe to do so. If you are going to stop or slow down at a place where another driver may not expect it, quickly tap the brake pedal 3 or 4 times to let those behind you know you are about to slow down. Signal when you slow down. To turn off a roadway which does not have separate turn or exit lanes. To park or turn just before an intersection. Traffic following you may expect you to continue to the intersection.
To avoid something in the road, or for stopped or slowing traffic that a driver behind you cannot see. Hand signals. Sometimes, in addition to using turn signals, hand and arm signals may be used. An example would be when bright sunlight can make it hard for other drivers to see flashing turn signals, or when driving an antique vehicle, one manufactured before July 1, 1958, that may not be equipped with turn signals. When using hand and arm signals, these are the standard positions. Left turn. Hand pointing straight out. Right turn. Hand pointing up. Stop or slow down. Hand pointing down.